want to thank Shriner, and that says Potentate on the. Okay, I've never asked this. What is a Shriner's lid called?
Fez.
A Fez.
Named after a city called in Fez, Morocco. Now, I don't know if there really is a city named Fez, Morocco.
Well, we'll look it up on Google Maps later.
That's the... You know,
it's interesting because history plays into this year's Shriner Circus appearance. With the Barnum & Bailey Circus closing, what, 146, 147 years, there aren't a lot of people that have circuses on the road, especially with big animals, things like this. I've always enjoyed the circus and an increasingly rare event and opportunity this weekend, just for the circus itself, let alone what you can do by helping the Shriners.
Right. This is the 50th anniversary of our Shrine Circus here in Southern Illinois, and we cover the bottom third of Illinois from I-70 to Cairo and both rivers. And our circus started last Friday night with a big parade in Belleville. Then we had two performances last Saturday and Sunday at Belleville Fairgrounds. And then we went to... I forget where we went to.
But you're on your way to DuQuoin.
And this weekend we'll be at DuQuoin at 7:30 Saturday evening, and Sunday we'll be at DuQuoin for a 2 o'clock matinee and 6 o'clock evening.
All right, now, the Shriner Circus, fun for the kids, but also serious business for the kids. As I told you in the hall, and I'm unabashed about this when I work with other radio announcers, if you don't have time for the Shriners, get out of the business. Because of what the Shriners do. I've always felt certain, you know, people get appreciated by doing little things in life, but Shriner Circus, I think until you need them, you don't understand the vastness and of what they do.
That's right. We offer orthopedic services to children with spinal injuries, cleft palates, and burns. And we also have a group of men that will come to the homes and pick them up, pick the families up, and take them to Chicago, Cincinnati, or St. Louis. And, in fact, this month we just opened a new hospital in St. Louis 2 years ago this month.
What's operating costs on a day in St. Louis? It's pretty staggering.
$170-some-odd million a year for all of our hospitals, 22 right. hospitals we support.
And that takes a lot of circuses, a lot of efforts, and a lot of efforts on a lot of people's parts to be able to keep that ship afloat.
It sure does. It's unbelievable the amount of money that's needed to keep these hospitals going.
And what's interesting is I have called on behalf of a mother saying, I need help, and this is what's the problem with my kids. The Shriners were there that day. They went that day.
I know. It's unbelievable. There's a lot more to us than just acting silly and having a good time. It's you know, the kids come first, and that's our philanthropy, having a good time helping kids.
All right. We'll be giving away tickets tomorrow here on the Morning News Watch. First off, Devin Tolbert, pleasure to meet you. And I really enjoy, you know, what the Shriners do on a Denver Tolbert, excuse me. I really enjoy what you guys do. And it goes, I think, underappreciated. You know what's weird is I'll talk to a man who's maybe 55 or 60 and say, you know, I wouldn't be working today. I wouldn't be on the back of this motorcycle driving this today because my back wouldn't allow me had it not been for the Shriners. It's amazing. They helped my mother. They helped my father. When you open that Shriners can, you see people go, wouldn't have the quality of life I had today. It's that story 50 years later that I find fascinating, what you did for them as a kid.
I know. I think there's 8,000 to 9,000 kids we help in the St. Louis Hospital alone each year, regardless of the family's ability to pay. And if you stop and think about that, that's quite an accomplishment.
Denver, really appreciate your time. I know they're looking to talk to you down the station, but I got to get a sports on here.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you having
us. Best of luck this weekend, too. Show Saturday at 7 and 2 shows on Sunday.
Yeah, 7:30 Saturday evening, 2 and 6 on Sunday.